Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I'm looking to speak to George Storrs.
Who are you?
Will, do you speak English or Spanish?
No, I speak English.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Will, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. George, I'm not selling anything, and I'm not asking you for any donations. The purpose of my call is because we want to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a couple minutes?
Okay.
Thank you. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus?
25 plus. I can say over 25, yeah.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Cement mason, tile setter, mason helper or finisher, stone mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, tile or marble finisher, plasterer, refractory bricklayer, PCC restoration, marble mason,
bricklayer.
Okay, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, or improver?
I was not foreman, but I was regular bricklayer for the company.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
No? Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Well, I'm retired from 2018, so I don't remember how... I'm retired.
Okay. And before you retire, did you ever find it necessary to work for any non-union contractors?
No. I was not doing this, no.
Okay. And in the past 12 months, yes or no, have you seriously considered dropping your union membership?
What did it mean, dropping the unionship?
Like you don't want to be part of the union anymore?
I never thought about those things.
Okay,
after so many years in the union, I never know.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Oh, I don't know what's going on now. To be honest with you, I don't know what's going on. I'm not involved in those things.
Okay, no problem. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Well, I don't know what's going on in about those things. I'm sorry, I cannot answer because I'm not involved in those things, and I don't know.
Okay, were you ever appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment, about the same, or less?
That's a very tough question because I'm not involved and I have no idea what's going on. I'm sorry,
okay.
But I cannot answer on this.
Okay, now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I have no idea. It's a very tough situation. Today is very tough, and it's hard to say anything because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now, thinking back at the time when you worked before you retired, when you were working, did you have any health or safety hazards that you were concerned about, such as dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you never had any real safety concerns?
No, I have no concern about those things.
Okay.
And the company I used to work, they usually were very safety.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No. Okay. Have you participated in any activities such as political canvassing, union organizing, or picketing in the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. And did a union representative ever visit a project that you worked on? Did they visit regularly, occasionally, or never?
I'm sorry. How about this?
Any union representative ever visit a project that you worked on regularly, occasionally, or never?
Oh, they show up to the BA. They show up to the job.
Occasionally,
if I remember, to every job, I can say.
Okay.
So that's my regular, yeah.
Okay, let me change the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The internet or social media, friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, cable news, radio, local TV news programming, which one of those do you prefer the most?
Above. I'm sorry, I really do not follow too much.
Okay, let me repeat the question. Which of the following do you prefer as a news source? Do you hear me? George?
Yeah, I hear you. Yes, I hear you, but I try to figure out because usually I like to see the sport. I don't follow the news too much.
Oh, okay. But when you do you get your news from the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, cable news, radio, or local TV news programming?
Yeah, local TV news.
Okay. What about friends and neighbors, internet, social media, newspapers?
No.
No? Not even radio?
No, in the car once in a while I listen to, but it's when is the weather or something like this. But I'm interested,
okay.
But no.
Okay, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Support for labor unions, the environment, education, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, immigration, healthcare, or something else?
Would you say again? Come again?
Which of the following issues matter to you the most right now? Labor unions, the environment, education, foreign policy, jobs in the economy, immigration, healthcare, or something else?
Well, this is too much to discuss when you get involved in politics and I don't want to comment. But definitely, the education is very important for everybody. Jobs is important for, but I'm retired, so I cannot talk too much about job. But education, definitely, yes, it is very important.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, BAC or BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I don't know nothing about it.
Okay, well, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important that federal elected officials support it?
Well, this is a little bit, I think it's a little bit over. Me, I cannot answer this question. I'm sorry, but I cannot answer because
okay, No problem. Don't worry about it. We're just gonna change the question. We're almost done now. We're about to be done. Generally speaking, do you believe that Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Well, this is a question. I don't know what that's going
okay,
to happen.
Okay, no problem.
And
no
I don't
problem.
Know. I'm sorry about that.
You don't know, when you say you don't know, that's an answer. So don't worry about it. Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, or the United Auto Workers?
I'm sorry, it's over my head. I cannot
okay,
answer.
Okay, no problem. Okay, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
I don't know. I
okay.
cannot answer either.
Okay, what about support for labor unions?
Well, yeah, if I have to support the union, yeah, I support.
Okay.
Yeah,
do
I can
say
yes.
Somewhat? Do you approve somewhat or strongly?
Strongly, why not? Yeah, you're supposed
okay.
to be together and strong the union.
Okay, thank you. What about immigration? Do you approve or disapprove?
Well, now I don't know what the mean immigration. I don't know what that's in which way you can see it, the immigration, because I came in this country 36, 37 years ago, so I'm immigrant. I'm approved, but I come legally, and what can I say?
Okay.
Legally,
what about
yes, I approve it legally.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve it somewhat or strongly?
About the immigration?
Yeah, about immigration. The way Joe Biden has been handling immigration.
Sorry about those things. The way I see it a little bit here and there, because I cannot watch those things, I think it's a little bit
okay,
too much.
No. Okay,
I really, not like that. Not like that, because it's too much what happened in the world. And I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not
what about
with
healthcare?
You.
Okay.
Well,
about
I don't know
healthcare?
About the healthcare. I don't know about healthcare because it's covered 80% from my Social Security. I'm retired, man.
Okay. What about the economy?
Well, everything, all the prices going up. It's bad.
Okay.
It's bad.
So you
the disapprove? Gas, before, the, what's going on now? Yeah, because how much is the price now? And when I retired in 2018
high.
Was no, yeah, 2018 was no job when I retired because I have $800 a month and I cannot survive. And I retired in 2018 and I was okay but now it's over too. It's way too
yeah.
much. The cost
okay,
is going to, it is too high.
So you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
What does it mean? Because the pension is not in, is very hardly. You go from month
okay.
to month to the pension and still you cannot cover to pay all my credit cards.
I understand. Okay. What about foreign affairs? What do you think about that? Foreign affairs.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what this might be.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Next question.
What does it mean?
Okay, do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Well, I don't know what they are doing. Sorry.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
Well, if I'll be in life and health and I can go, I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Well, that's a secret vote. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This. I don't know.
No.
You have to see because
no problem.
The way it is, you don't know. I'm sorry. It is a secret vote.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
What does that mean? I receive from the union all kind of information every month.
Okay, you receive it every month. Okay, now, turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I cannot complain about the local union.
Okay. So you would say it's good or just
fair? Good. No, I think it's good. I don't know. Yes, I don't want to say I have no problem with them. It's nice. When I go over there, they...
Okay.
I have nothing bad to say about the local.
Okay.
Yes.
What about the overall effectiveness of the international union? Is it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, I don't know what's going on with the international because I never have a... And so many years I work, over 25 years, because I have a jacket for union, for local, but I never have a chance to see what that means. But I know that over 25 is just a little pension for international, so I don't know what I should say about this.
Okay, and your own opinion, and with your own words, can you please help us improve the representation and service we provide as a union? What can we do better to improve representation and service? In your own words, in a small statement.
I don't know how to describe because I don't know what's going on now, but before I know, I think it was good. I don't know now what's going on. I'm sorry. I am out of the, from so
you
many years.
You never had any ideas how can the union improve its representation and service to the members of the union?
Right now, I don't know what's going on. I used to pay the dues, and now they say once a year, because even at retire, I have to pay the dues. And now they say, I don't know, for so many years, you don't have to pay no more. I don't know what's going on inside, honestly.
Okay.
I cannot give an answer, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? You still part
protecting
of the union.
Protecting the workers. Yes, protecting the workers, yeah.
Okay. When you talk about protection, in what sense? Do you talk about benefits, coverage, medical, or... Specifically, please.
I don't know. Medical is not too good. Like labor, they have a good medical. And my time was not. I don't know what's going on now, but we have a. We need. So right now, I'm not involved with the medical over there because if I have to take the insurance from the from the union. It's gone all my pension, and I cannot survive. So I don't know.
Okay.
I think medical and benefits, everything, they should work strong on this. Because a lot of people get hurt, and the winter time is too cold, and the summertime is too hot, and a lot of people cannot take the heat, and the people that get sick, and they're not covered.
Thank you. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text messages, email, mail, union meetings?
Mail.
Mail, okay. Mail. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Honestly, I receive from the union all the time. I don't know exactly what's going on. I speak English. I can maybe you understand me, but I do not understand 100%.
I fully understand. I fully understand. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
I don't want to talk about politics. I'm sorry.
Okay. Independent. No problem. And do you think of yourself as closer to a Republican or Democrat party or independent or neither?
I don't want to talk about politics.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can I ask your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, or other?
It's no race on this. I'm sorry about this. I have no problem. I work with the African American people or Mexican or European
people.
I'm from Europe, from Romania.
Okay, and finally, and strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
George.
Thank you, George. I really appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a blessed night. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye.